the bloody hell are you? Welcome back to another episode of what? I've always said what? That. That's right, everyone. I am back again. And what are we doing? We're reviewing, analyzing, recounting, revamping RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 1 and 2. That's right. Double premiere because of a double premiere. I sound like a horse. So if you're unfamiliar with RuPaul's Drag Race, come take a seat. Ready for everyone. You are so fine. You are welcome in the I've Always Said That channel, the club. Okay, we're gonna get right into it. Regular US seasons, absolute favorite. There's just like, there's something about an original that you just can't dispute. It's perfect. But they, you know what? They gotta change it up. 17 seasons and they're still on the air. How? Because they're successful. They keep it fresh, you know, gotta keep it fresh. They usually just start with the entrances, but they did something a little bit different. You might say it's a little bit different. So they pick up all the queens off the street and bring them into this playground, I guess you could call it, with a lot of Drag Race alumni and a lot of, I think they got local LA girls filling numbers, right? And for the Squirrel Games, their take on the Squid Games, to play Red Light, Green Light. Because how else would you start a season of a drag show? It just makes sense. Now, if you're wondering, no, they did not shoot them. Thank God. I feel like there might be a lawsuit or two there if they got shot in the head. Also, don't shoot drag queens. That's... No. So, it's Lil Cupcake instead of the big doll. Lil Pound Cake. Oh my God, fake fan. Lil Pound Cake. And Lil Pound Cake's pointed at them all. She spins round. And instead of getting shot, you get pied in the face with a cherry pie. That's actually quite hilarious, if you ask me. So naturally, the first person to get a quote-unquote killed is Porkchop. And watching her go down is so funny. They play the most dramatic music ever. And it's just like a fun new way to be like, what the hell's going on? Anyway, they keep going and going. And instead of, not only do they have to stop and pause, they have to stop, pause, and serve a look. They have to pose. If they don't serve, they get pied. Now, one by one, all the alumni, all the LA girls, they all get pied. There's Kerry Colby, Kylie Sonique Love's there, Trinity the Tuck, Porkchop, as I said, Mayhem Miller. And it's like, they would have had to get these in one take. You're not taking a part of the face, wiping it off, and then doing another take, are you? No. Anyway, so it gets to the end of the game, and naturally, the 14 people that made it to the end of the game alive escape from the grips of Lil Pound Cake are the 14 girls of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17. Let's do it. So then, let's get into the entrances, shall we? First into the workroom is Lexi Love. Now, she's serving us Victoria Angel. She's serving us Valentine's Day, red and white. Beautiful. Beautiful. I will say, I didn't know any of the girls coming on to, besides Lana Jarae. I knew no one else. Watch, I'll know like four other people as I go through them. But, so I'm excited to see a fresh batch of faces. I love meeting new girls. Fun. Anyway, Lexi, great, fun, full of energy. She's got this certain grit to her that I'm really excited to see what she's going to bring. Next, we've got Joella. And she is the, in her own words, the premier Asian drag queen of LA. I didn't know you could self-title things. If I could self-title things, oh, I'd be above and beyond in this world. I tell you right now. She's cute, wearing a traditional outfit. Beautiful. I don't know. I get, she's giving bitchy vibes, but in a fun way. So I'm excited to see where that takes us. We love a character. Next, we have Corey King. Now, she's wearing a bit of a simpler outfit, but you can't lie. The body's right. The hair's right. The mug is right. And she's full of personality. Beautiful, full of personality. What more could you ask for? We have Lydia B. Collins. What's the B stand for, you might ask? Take a guess. Go on. Do it. Take it. Take it now. Butthole. Yeah, that is right. Her name is Lydia Butthole Collins. And I love it. I love her for it. She's come in. She makes the majority of her look, she says, including this entrance look, which is a Beetlejuice-inspired moment. What are you going to do when you... What happens when you say her name three times? Lydia B. Collins, Lydia B. Collins. We're not going to find out. But, again, mugged. Mugged. She looks really good. Oh, next into the room, we have Ariety. She is gorgeous, makes a lot of her own looks as well. She's coming in this, like, I don't know if it's vinyl, pleather or what, coat, red and black moment with this spiky hair. She's got this really interesting, like, nose makeup. Oh, she looks amazing. And then she does this, like, stitch voice. She's like, hi. That was a really bad impression. I promise you she does it better. One of my favorite looks, entrance looks, everything. And she's cute, so probably bias there. We have Jules Sparkles coming to the workroom next. And she is just so animated, so over the top, but like in a good way. She's like full of energy. She's serving Ariana Grande in this like baby pink pastel moment number. Ballerina, heels, everything. Ding, ding, ding. Tens across the board. And next we have the queen I knew, Lana Jarrett. And I feel so dumb. I've followed her for a couple years, and only now am I getting that her name is a pun. Lingerie. Lana Jarrett. Be so for real right now. How did I feel so dumb, but you know what? Props to you, because I was going to say when it takes you a while to figure out, but I don't know if I'm the only one that never figured it out. Anyway, she comes in. Stunning yellow. This yellow looks beautiful on her skin. She's absolutely stunning. She's a tall glass of water. Two-piece bikini with a big yellow puffy sleeve coat. One might say it's simple, but it's done well, so it's really effective in my fashionista opinion. Then we have Sam Starr, daughter of legendary All-Stars 4 winner Trinity the Tuck. Now, Sam looks great. Mug, beautiful, body, great. Very Americana-inspired entrance look. Blue, bedazzled bodice with the stars, and then a red and white, puffy... What you call me? Puffy. Behind. What do you... I don't know. Bustles, but down to the floor. Cape? No. I don't know my words. But... Americana's not really my thing, but she looks good, so I'll give her that. But let's just... Sure, next. On Your Nerve. Oh, she is giving me character energy. She is giving me something that I need. Like, I don't know, I'm just drawn to her energy, and I'm really excited for her. Her look, probably one of my least favorites. It's very simple, very chill, like some white bell bottoms, maybe. Very like 70s hippie sort of vibe. Beautiful big hair though. Look not great. Everything else spot on. We have Susie Toot. And Susie has come in with a face. It's a different style of makeup, and I think it works well in terms of the gist she's going for. Could it be a little bit refined? Maybe. I'm no makeup expert. I will say that. Love her outfit, though. Love her energy as well. I feel like she's bringing something different to everyone else. More of like a comedy queen-esque vibe, but with a little bit of an edge, you know? We love an edge. Homelina Lisa comes into the workroom, and she was handpicked by RuPaul. He went to the farmer's market and picked Homelina Lisa up and said, I'll take it. Keep the receipt. And she won't let us forget about it. So the story is, Homona went to a RuPaul, what do you want to call it, book signing, book tour, because he did a book tour, because apparently you tour a book. Money, we love it. And was chatting with him, and he asked if she had auditioned, and she said, I've got my audition on my thumb drive right here. And he said, no, this was your audition. I'll see you in season 17. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. But no one actually thought that was going to happen. But yeah, here she is. And I am excited to see her. I do love her annoying laugh. Like, it's fun. She is bringing a sort of lovable energy. I just want to give her a hug, you know? Then we have Crystal Envy. I think she's like the fourth or fifth Crystal we've had in the franchise. But you know what? I never get sick of it because they're all stunning. Envy, not related to Scarlet Envy. She looks great. There's a lot going on in her look. Fluffy pink moment. Pageant queen, I hear. But she does look great. Stunning. Really looking forward to her. She's serving face. Like, mug's beautiful, but she's got that look on her face where you're like, ooh. She means business. Then we have Acacia Forgot. Just in case you forgot. Because I am going to forget about this entrance look. It's not good, Acacia. I really like your personality. I am drawn to you when you're in your confessional, when you're chatting. But what is... I don't like this look. It's very 80s country, which is her brand, so I can respect that. But there just needs to be something to juice it up for the entrance for your premiere season of Drag Race. Like, I just want more. I just want more from you, Acacia. And then last, but certainly not least, something I have never seen before and I love, Lucky Stars, comes in this... Well, okay, context. She describes herself as a bit of a club kid moment. She's... a bottle of spray paint and paint cans on her hands, and she is the explosion of paint everywhere. Head to toe is just paint, 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 paint. And it's like nothing you've ever seen before. I love it. I love seeing something new and exciting from her. And she's got the personality to back it up. That is, I feel like when you have such a big look, especially on a creative side, I know sometimes the personality... is at risk of lacking? I don't know. That's probably a generalization. Big word. Yes. Okay. But no, from what I've seen so far, loving her personality, really looking forward to what she's going to bring. All right. So that is all 14 girls in the workroom. And can I just say that is the first time all 14 girls have come into the workroom for the first time at the same time. There's always been split premieres or like some sort of twist in the beginning. So it's nice to have the whole group of girls in there for the first episode, getting to meet each other and just having all that energy in the one room. It's exciting. It's exciting. So RuPaul comes in, says, hello, welcome to Drag Race. You know, gives the spiel and then says, we're going to have a 2-part talent show. So one group this episode and one group next episode. And we're bringing back Raider Queen. So they will be in charge of rating each other. However, twist, twist, twist. The 7 girls who are not performing in the first episode will be rating those who do, and then vice versa for the next episode. So, immediately goes into alliances. Who does what? How are you going to vote? Are you going to vote fairly? Are you going to vote strategically? Ariety and Lana Del Rey immediately make a deal to not be in the same group so they can vote each other as number one. And I'm like, smart. That's exactly what you're going to do. You're telling me you've prepped all this time to be on Drag Race. This is your dream. And you're not going to play smart. Oh, no. I'm going to play fair. No, bitch. Put yourself first. What do you mean? So I love that. I love a strategy moment. So there's a lot of back and forth about who's going to go where. No, not a lot of people want to go in the first group. But they end up getting it sorted. So we got 7 girls going in the first group, 7 girls going in the second group. Capiche? Capiche. Then they start to get ready, going about their day. And who walks in? Katy Perry. She is the premier guest judge of this episode. And look, she is a big name. She is huge. I think they expected a lot more of a reaction when they announced her as the premier guest judge. Hoping her album would do better than what it did. But unfortunately, it didn't. So I don't think the hype was there. However, Joella was very hyped. And Katy knew her somehow. Like, Joella's a super fan and they've met a couple times. So Katy was like skimming the room and she's like, Joella. Anyway, Joella has a moment after Katy leaves and it's like breaking down. And I'm like, fair enough. I would too if I've just met my... idol on my dream show. It's very overwhelming. So, like, I get it, babes. I get it. Before the talent show, we have the runway. And category is mask for masks. So, wear a mask, right? Well, we'll see. First up, Acacia Pacott. She is a snowman. And she takes off the snowman head. And beautiful mug. She has a beautiful mug. Not the biggest fan of the look. I don't know. It's just, it needs something. She does a reveal and she's like the snowman, the sexy harness sort of vibe, which is fun. But I don't know. It's just missing a bit of pizzazz for me. We've got Joella and she doesn't wear a mask. She holds a, in the words of Raja and Raven, a paper plate in front of her face. And she's got this galaxy moment. Like, the outfit is beautiful. I do like the outfit. Don't like the paper plate moon in front of her face. And I'm not the biggest fan of the hair. Moving on. Jules Sparkles. This is beautiful. Once again, she's giving Ariana Grande. And I do worry that if that's all she's gonna reference, it might get a bit of repetitive, and I'd wait for Michelle to say, Ariana Grande, let's give us something different. But it is her first episode on the runway, so like, it's just a thought. But besides that, holy shit, she looks amazing. She looks fucking stunning. She has this mask that goes from like the middle of her face up and then like fans out, so it's a fan. Beautiful blue bodice, trail. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of that word. Beautiful skirt cutout. I don't know if cutout's the right word. Oh, wow. I'm no fashionista, but it's stunning. It's beautiful. She takes the mask off and then it's a fan and it's just so, it's executed so well. Whoever made this, like, kudos to you. After Jules, we've got another stunning look, Ariety. Holy shit. This white trumpet gown with this beautiful mask with feathers coming out of it, that she's got bedazzled blood all over her. Oh my God, if this is the caliber of the runways on the first episode, oh, it's going to be a good runway season. Then we've got Lydia Butthole Collins, and she once again has made her own outfits, and I think in this one it is quite telling. However, the concept is really, really fun. She's in a, like, the idea is the Iron Maiden, so she takes off the first mask, then takes off the second mask, which I thought was really fun. Cool vibes, homemade, but still well done. After Lydia, we have Lucky Stars, and she comes as a slice of pizza, which is a really fun concept. So her head is a giant pizza slice, and she's got a yellow bodysuit with, like, pepperoni and everything. It does just stop. The pepperoni stops at her shins and then it's just yellow. And I'm like, did they run out of pepperoni at the pizza store? I guess so. But when she walks out, she has like a pizza box in front of her face. I'm like, it's not really a mask, is it? It's kind of like Joella's moon paper plate. You're just holding something in front of your face. So I'm a bit like, but I do really love the look. So we have Susie Too, and she's giving us a black and white piano, what's those, penguin suit, where they've got, like, the two big flappy things at the back. And I would call, I don't know who said it, I saw one comment or a review saying it's more of a helmet than a mask. And you might be asking, what's the difference? I can see you can see her face. She's wearing this big queen mask, but you can see her face through the side of it. So I don't know, it kind of just takes me out of a bit. Really fun, really cool, but I think a bit middle of the road. Corey King is like this beautiful raven with all the feathers. She does take the mask off straight away, which I'm like, let us live in it a bit. Let us see the mask walk down the runway first, you know? Hormona Lisa is a skunk. End of sentence, period. No, she comes out as a skunk, and it's actually quite beautiful. She got this big skunk head on. You can see her eyes through it. So I'm a bit like, but it looks great. You know, does the job. You know what I mean? We have Crystal Envy. And this is a really fun take on mask. I wasn't expecting this. She's like this baby doll, like this porcelain doll. And the mask opens in the middle like a cabinet doors, imagine, and it's like cracked, and then like she's got the cracked makeup underneath, and I'm like, that is everything. That looks so good. Hate the outfit though. Not a fan of the outfit. Face, 10 out of 10. Outfit, not my favorite. Lexi Love comes on the runway and she is the MTV Spaceman Award statue. Like, who thinks of that? So, of course, she's got a mask on. She's got the astronaut head on. And she takes that off and she's still got a beautiful mug underneath. I love Lexi Love. I am a Lexi Love stan. Yes. And she's wearing this quilted bodysuit as the astronaut and she's still got shape. She's still got shape. Ah, amazing. We have Lana Del Rey up next, and she has a cat. What was the cat's name? Gouda? I don't know if I'm correct in that, but I think it's Gouda. So she is a cat. She is just wearing a bodysuit, but it is beautiful. And similar to Crystal, her helmet, well, I mean, it opens at the front like a cabinet like Crystal's, but it goes all the way round, so it's like a big spherical cat's head. And the inside of it is bedazzled, so when it opens, it's still a beautiful effect on the inside. Crazy. Her mind. Beautiful. We have On Your Nerve. I actually didn't even see what the mask was. She took it off so quickly that I missed it. Like, where? Her face is great, as always. The outfit does look like it's falling apart a little bit, which breaks my heart. So I hope... I really want to see more from Anya because I'm really rooting for her. Then finally, we have Sam Starr, and she's wearing like a rain cloud on her head. We have seen it before. It is done beautifully. Mask, to be determined. I can still see your face. Anyway, favorites of the runway, definitely Jules, definitely Ariety. I would give it to them too. Ariety. Oh my God, I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Ariety. I was saying Ariety and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Oh, you'll be fine. Jules and Ariety. Ariety, I'm so sorry. I love you. Least favorite, Anya. Anya, I'm so sorry. I don't want to get on your nerve. Okay, into the talent show. First up, we have Jules Sparkles. And she's doing an original number. Can't even say it. La Leche. La Leche. And it's so fun. What a way to open the show. She is a dancer down, performer to all ends. She has a bionic spine, apparently. That's such a crazy storyline that I never thought I would hear, but it really works. The bionic spine works. That might be the next BBL. We have Ariety coming up next, and she does a traditional Mexican dance with beautiful skirt. Now, it is stunning. It is beautiful. But it's Drag Race, and I wanted something more, you know? It's very similar to how I felt about Geneva Carr last season, and she did her traditional performance, but then she also incorporated this other element, and it just brought it to the next level, and I was like, something similar is what I was hoping for Ariety. Lydia Butthole Collins comes out as, she looks like a finger puppet, but she is the thumb. Like, her whole body is just the thumb. And it's this, like, mystic woman with these fat, juicy red lips talking. And it's kind of like, what drugs did I take to be watching this? So it's fun. I've never seen this before. It did get a little flat towards the end. But I think the idea itself carried it over the line. Lucky Stars with her Lucky Lemonade. Oh my God. I don't know how she changed from pizza to lemonade in however much time they had. But this, like, that's alone is insane to me. Like, are you kidding me? She wants you to taste her lemonade. And she's got lemonade squirting out of her lemon titties. 10. I don't know what else to say. What else do you want from me? 10. Then we have Joella. Joe, don't forget the Ella. I wasn't the biggest fan of this number. It just seemed a little bit lackluster. I think that's the problem that original numbers can have. If it's not to the nines, balls to the wall, energy, then it's just like, oh, it's just another drag number and not much is going on. Which I feel really harsh saying, but I just didn't enjoy it the most. After Joella, we have Acacia Forgot. and she is singing live. She's a country girl with her guitar. And props to her for singing live, playing the guitar. Once again, it's just one note. You're standing there. You can't move around. You can't do anything to keep the audience's entertainment. They're trying to just focus on what you're saying. So it's like, we want to have fun. We want to enjoy it. And you are amazing. But I just want to you know? Then to close out the show, we have Susie Toot and her nine tappin' toes, as she said. This is so fun. Like, who knew watching someone tap dance could be so fun? Like, facial expressions, her energy, and then she does that. She does the something, I can't remember what it's called, the address in Morse code, where she's like tapping her foot to Morse code. It's just like, who thinks of that? That's like something you just never think of. Now, if I was ever on the show, which I never would be, because I do not have the talent that these queens have, my Raider Queen, and I just want to send love to them all as well. Love you. First spot, Lucky Stars. I think it's so original. It's so fun. Your look was amazing. First spot, Lucky Stars. Second spot, Susie Toot. Something different. Really entertaining. Kept my attention the whole time. I find if the show goes quick, that means I've liked it because I'm just so in it and I'm not just like, oh God, when's this over? So they're my top two. Third, I will do Jill Sparkles. Fun, entertaining, original number. Fourth, Lydia, just because it died off a bit at the end. Five, Arietti, just because I wanted a bit more from it. Sixth, Acacia. Got to give her a props for singing live. And I didn't think she did sound good. It was a bit meh. Seventh, Joella, because if you're going to do an original number, like most people do, it has to be something above and beyond. And unfortunately, I didn't get that. All right, so the group that didn't perform, go backstage and rate a queen. Ba-ding! And the results are in. The top two are Susie Toot and Jules Sparkles. Ooh, congratulations to them. Look, I'm happy with the results. I do wish Lucky was up there, but you can't always get what you want. She did well. I hope she knows that. The safe queens are Arietti, Lydia, Lucky, and Joella. And that leaves Acacia Forgot as the bottom queen. Now, the bottom queen from this week and next week are going to lip sync for their life. Ugh, terrifying. So, that just means Susie Toot and Jules Sparkles lip sync for the win this week to the one and only Woman's World by Katy Perry. What a wonderful and great, enthralling song. I think they really thought that this song was going to be a hit. Or Katie's song, they thought this was going to be a hit. So they did it as the premiere song and they were wrong. Nevertheless, Jules and Susie did a wonderful performance. They did great. Jules was dancing the house down. Amazing. We love her. And Susie was bringing the camp, bringing the fun. She did a Morse code moment again with it. And it was just like a nice throwback. And it was really funny. I thought Susie won and she did win, which was great. So Susie is the winner of the first challenge of season 17. Oh! So that means next week we've got the other seven queens. Lexi, Crystal, Anya, Corey, Sam, Lana and Hormona doing their talents on Drag Queens Got Talent. So very exciting to see what they will be doing. Now, don't stop there. Head over straight to the part two. And we will keep this going for this double premiere moment. Don't forget to follow us on our socials to see when the next content is coming up. See about behind the scenes at ivealwayssaidthat.pod on Instagram. Like, rate, follow, subscribe, hit me up, do whatever. And if you're going to rate, leave a positive. We don't need that negative shit. Bye. I've always said that with Brad. Okay, love you, bye.